Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at rt.ie. Grace, good afternoon, Grace.
Hi, Joe, good afternoon, how
and
are you?
And Grace is not a beautiful name, but Grace isn't a characteristic that's been shown to your son, the learner driver with the L sticker on his car.
Correct.
What's happened to him?
It's not so much what's happened to him. He's not bothered by any of this. My issue is when I have to drive his car. So I've been driving for 30-odd years, never had any issues. But when I get into his car that has L plates, I turn into the worst driver on the road.
Okay.
I get beeped, I get flashed, I get told off. It just seems ridiculous. The other problem that I have is that his car is fitted with a monitor.
Okay.
So that he can't go over the speed limit.
Okay.
So when I drive his car, I have to stick to the speed limit. And this is driving people to distraction. Because nobody drives to the speed limit in this country.
That's a very good point. Because the monitor is on it for insurance purposes, isn't it? It's the
absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I didn't know that. So when you get in the car, and is the monitor, is that the one set speed? At all, in other words,
it basically has a GPS tracker on it,
okay.
So it can tell what the speed limit in the area is that you're in.
And in a 50-mile zone, does it keep you to 40?
I can drive at 50.
Yeah.
But and I could drive at 70 in a 50 zone, but it will register on his report. Therefore, it will affect his insurance.
But you're saying when you stay within the speed limit.
Yes.
Which you have to do with this. You can't break it. You're being run off the road by other drivers who constantly are trying to overtake. In other words, exceed the speed limit.
Yes, constantly.
And if they can't overtake it, say you're the worst in the world, you're being beeped. And
I'm the worst in the world. They're driving right up my backside. I'm sort of looking at them going, sorry, guys, there's nothing I can do.
And how's he getting on? Is he doing his lessons?
He's doing absolutely fantastic. None of this seems to bother him. He seemed to expect to get hassle on the road, which I just think is astonishing. In a country like this, where we're trying to encourage young people to sort of do well and then run them off the road. And what's even worse is he pays more than any one of us to get on the road. His insurance is €2,000.
Wow. Now, I know you can't take off the monitor, which is keeping you suppressing the speed, so to speak. But could you slip off the L sticker? And you'd be peeling
but
it
my
on.
All, it's not, look, I can handle it. I'm annoyed by it, but I can handle it. What I'm trying to do is raise a little bit of awareness about how we treat our learner drivers. It's stressful enough without having some, I mean, people who know how to drive, and were they never there? Did they never have to learn how to drive?
Okay. Do you ever respond? Well, don't respond, but do you ever respond?
Occasionally.
In what way, caller?
I mean, I suppose it depends on my humour on the day.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Look, most of the time I don't take any notice. I just think it's call out there to people, give these learner drivers a break, for God's sake.
Okay, Grace, above all, safe travelling. But as you say, the danger isn't caused by you. The danger's been caused by other drivers who invariably in Ireland, want to overtake.
It's astonishing how many people don't stick to the limit.
Yeah,
and it appears to be extremely slow in certain areas. Like 50 miles an hour
50K,
is quite 50, slow.
50K, yeah.
Or 50K.
Yeah.
If it is quite slow when... if you've got a line of traffic behind you and nothing in front of you.
And then suddenly when they get a bit of a break, they take off and they...
And I mean, they overtake at such speed, it's phenomenal.
Okay.
I don't know how more accidents are not caused. Anyway, I just thought I'd point out that...
You have to say to drivers, listen, guys and women and whoever else is driving, listen, we were all L drivers once. We all wore those plates. We all wore that T-shirt.
Absolutely.
You know, and in fear a lot of the time. But anyway, Grace, well done. And safe travelling to you and your son. By the way, if you're on Twitter, I've just retweeted it there at Joe Livelines, my Twitter handle. Nick's Fish, which is in Ashbourne. I know Nicky's place out in Holt, but Nick's Fish is in Ashbourne, all great fish shops. Ashbourne and Newbridge, and isn't it Kevin's fish shop up in Cabradare is a brilliant fish shop as well. Now, they've just, I don't know how they did this, they've got a lobster, alive obviously, and he's in a tank, and it's in relation to giving your old iPhones to Lisa at graceapp.com, but there's an iPhone in the lobster's claws. And somehow they either dialed up an old iPhone, it's with Joe Duffy on it, Liveline, and the lobster, it appears that the lobster is giving away his old iPhone or is trying to ring Liveline. Now, maybe the lobster is ringing Liveline because he sees the kettle or the pot boiling across the fish shop there, the fishmongers. But anyway, it's very funny what they've done. And that email again for your old iPhones, which will go and help children, especially non-verbal children with autism, is Lisa at graceapp.com.